On my fun ride back from Ohio, had a really good time training. The Ohio crew was a blast. Brookville, one in the books. 9-hour drive back to New Jersey. 6 hours left. Six and change. And I'm driving. I'm just thinking about some of the practical advice I gave to some younger people in the class over the past day. Actually, this morning the advice came out. And it came out of nowhere. And we've done videos before about being nice, but I've never done a video about avoiding the bullshit. So let me give you some good practical advice. If you're a cop already, if you're a brand new cop, if you're a senior cop, I'm not the person that I once was. I would be just as guilty of this, what I'm about to explain to you, in the past. So, what am I talking about? Well, you know, when you join in with the gang talking shit about the other guy that you work with, when you join in the gang and you tag around and you make laughs and you comment and say things behind people's backs, or you say that, that guy's a lazy fuck, or this guy's that, this guy works too much, that guy's a fucking moron, this, that, and the other thing. So the problem with that is, once you get into that and you start getting that reputation, people know who you are. They know that you're part of that crew that's going to say a lot of things. And if you want some good practical advice, if you can start to train yourself doing something, here's some good advice for a good, successful career in police work. And I wish somebody would have told me this advice many years ago, but nobody did. And I just joined in with all the jokes, the laughing. I'm not talking about breaking your friend's balls to his face. I'm talking about talking shit about people behind their back. Oh, that guy's a fucking, he's a loser and this, that, and the other thing. And this guy's, he's a hand job and blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the other. Look, come to work, mind your business, do your thing. Don't get engaged in the high school drama. If things didn't go your way at work, if you didn't get put in for that training that you wanted to go to, take it on the chin, keep it diplomatic, don't worry about it. Don't let the actions of other people dictate how you're going to behave. I had a guy reach out to me last night. He goes, oh, I want to go to the training, but training sergeant doesn't like me, blah, 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 the whole nine, you want to prove it. I said, okay, man, look, don't worry about it. Don't get mad about it. You know, deploy some sympathy and empathy. Understand where it comes from, why this guy acts the way he does. And don't tell people, man, that guy's a fucking asshole. It is easier. It's actually more noble. More difficult, but more noble to not engage in that. Just mind your business. Keep your mouth shut. Until it comes times where you have to say something. But other than that, don't get into the habit of talking shit. We're in the police education game, right? This is what we do. We train police officers. We're trying to give everybody the best training collectively we can all come up with. The many years of trial and error that we had to go through and cut and saving you guys the time and giving you the cheat sheet and the things that we've learned as we all spent time and money traveling around this country, picking people's brains, picking up on these things, searching the internet. And we come together with these classes and these training platforms to give you as much value as possible. And you know what? There are still people who say bad things about the things that we do. Not many, just a handful. Somebody recently said to me, when are you going to get back at that guy? When are you going to get back at this guy? They say all this shit. And you know what I say to them? It doesn't matter. We're not going to play that game. We're not going to sink to that level. That's not how we do things here. You will not hear me start a class about talking shit about another instructor. I don't do that. I know that things are said. I get it. I'm the one who hears about it all the time. But that's not the behavior we're trying to set as an example about other people. We're not trying to show our police officers, our students, our group members, our attendees, our people who look to us for advice, that talking shit is a good way to behave. Doesn't matter how much other person talks shit about me. Guys, I'm not saying I haven't been guilty of this in the past. I'm telling you right now, we avoid the drama and we look squeaky clean because of it. I'm a human being just like everybody else. I'm not happy when I hear things about this guy said that, this guy continues to say this and this other thing. You will not catch us starting our classes off by saying negative things about other law enforcement companies. There's plenty to go around, plenty to eat. We're not going to build the biggest building by trying to chop down everybody else's. This is a fair game. Life is a fair game. Unfortunately, some people get in some positions at times where the game isn't fair. But you know what? In the end, the truth prevails. And if you play the fair game nobly and honestly and with some kind of honor, you can go back at night and look yourself in the face and say, you know what? I didn't drop down to that level. I didn't sink that low. I didn't join in the "we hate this guy" information. I always tell new guys, look, you're going to hear things about a lot of people here. What I would tell you is just keep your mouth shut, form your own opinions, and keep it to yourself. Come in here, do the job, do it well, that's what you plan to do. Don't worry about what other people think. Just do your thing. You know, you came to law enforcement to do that. You didn't come to law enforcement to return back to high school and the bullshit drama that goes on. So if I can tell you anything, it's a new person, is stay out of the fucking drama of a police department. We're all good people when we start getting caught up and follow the leader. This guy starts acting that way, he starts acting that way. That girl starts acting that way, that girl starts acting that way, vice versa. Wish somebody would have told me that many, many years ago. And it took me a lot of time as an adult into my 30s to figure out that this is just all stupid stuff. We will continue to deploy as much humility, as much training, and as much example setting for you to have a... You know, people say, oh, they don't like that you say this. We're not worried about what they think. They ain't going to be around forever. What I'm concerned with is the new and upcoming stars, the new and upcoming administrations, the new upcoming cops, to have the right mindset to change how we act and how we behave. There are a lot of things out here that are more important than about what Jimmy or Joe or Paul or Susan did, right? We have an objective, and that is to protect the citizens of our community, provide them with service, and solve crimes, and we are the protectors. We hunt the hunters. That's who we are. That's who you are, and that's who you should be concerned with, not the bullshit at work. Things are going to happen. It's not an easy job. Where you work's not an easy place. Some people have it better than others. Some people don't. Things aren't fair. You have to have self-awareness of where you work, and you know what? What I've seen over the years is the guys who are good and keep their mouths shut, no matter where you work, they're recognized as people that do get chosen for certain positions and specialized divisions and go out and they represent the department. I don't care how bad your administration is. Talent and having a good personality and noble and not getting involved in the drama will take you very far in this industry if you plan on staying here for a long time. And you know what? We continue to win almost 7 years of training people. People say, oh, this guy said this. Oh, do you know, heard this place said this about you. It doesn't matter. We are not going to sink to their level. It's upsetting at times to hear things. It comes with the territory of doing this kind of training. You see it in the group. Every once in a while, we'll get some hand job come in and say things like, this fucking guy. Guys, it comes with it. There's nothing you can do. If you're going to go out and be a good cop and solve crimes and make an impact, there are some people that just aren't going to like it. I don't know why. I have no fucking idea why that is. I have no idea why people behave that way. I can never explain that. I'll never understand it. Just come out and do the work. Here we are 7 years later on a path to be the largest police training company. I didn't pay attention to that. This guy said this. This company said this. This agency said this. Okay. But the truth is undefeated. The truth is undefeated. We continue to collaborate with people who are on the same path. We continue to collaborate with those who have one objective, and that's to come out here and train cops and get cops better. You know what? Some people will join our side and collab. We'll all grow together, and some people won't. Nothing I can do about that. I'm not those persons. I'm not their therapist. Nothing I can do. So that being said, stay out of the fucking drama at work. Stay out of the bullshit. If you catch yourself talking shit about somebody, stop yourself and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that. There's nothing worse than getting called onto the table or called onto the table or called onto the carpet or getting a phone call. And I've been there. It's horrible. I never want to feel that again. I fucking hate that feeling. That, hey, did you say this about me? Be the better person. Be the better man. Don't sink to that level. Ignore it. Do your thing.